Today's scripture is from Psalms 19, to the choir master, Psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs his course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true, and the righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, in keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word.
If you turn on the radio, if you were to turn on the radio or open up a newspaper or scroll through your social media feeds, you will discover something. People have a lot to say and have many opinions to offer when it comes to the current events of our day. If you have questions, people have answers. And they don't mind pontificating and seeking to let you know their opinion. Expert or not, they can't hold their tongue. Silence is not a virtue that our culture is very fond of these days. And so, with all the noise and with the plethora of people speaking via newspaper or in the media, on television, or on social media, as Christians, we should be asking, well, what is God saying? What is God saying? Is God speaking during this time, or is he silent? That question, I am sure, has raced through the mind of many. During this pandemic, does God have anything at all to say? Is he communicating during these strange and uncertain days? Well, Psalm 19 clearly answers that question for us this morning. Brothers and sisters, make no mistake about it. God is not silent. Don't fall into the temptation of thinking that God doesn't care or that he is indifferent to the events going on in our world. The wonderful reality about the God you and I serve is that he is not distant. Yes, he is transcendent. Yes, he is other, but he is not distant. He is not a hands-off God, and he is not indifferent to these events going on in our world. He speaks, and he is speaking right now. His message is unmistakable. If you would indeed tune out the noise, tune out the social media feeds, turn down the television, if you would indeed tune out all of the voices and listen to the psalmist this morning as he declares that our God, the one and only true God, speaks. And how does he speak? Well, he speaks through his world, and he speaks through his word. That's how God speaks. He speaks through his world and he speaks through his word. God speaks through his world. One of my favorite hymns is "This is my Father's world." It begins, "This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees and skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought." Yes, 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 the songwriter, the hymn writer is right. This is our Father's world, brothers and sisters. And through this world, God speaks. Listen to how David opens up our psalm, Psalm 19 this morning. Verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Brothers and sisters, if you want to know if God is speaking, David doesn't say, go by yourself into your prayer closet. David instructs us. He says, go outside. And look up, go for a walk and open up your eyes and behold the wonders of creation. The heavens, he says, declare the glory of God. God, brothers and sisters, he's not silent. In fact, this verse literally says, it literally reads, the heavens are declaring. They are declaring. They are proclaiming. It is an ongoing action, which means that God is always speaking. He's always communicating. He is not silent. Creation all around us is telling forth the glory of God. The Bible tells us, in Genesis 1, that God spoke this world into being, creating ex nihilo. Ex nihilo, it's the Latin terms that means out of nothing. God did not assemble particles of matter and create what you and I behold every day. No, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There was nothing. The earth was without form and was void, and he spoke the world into existence. As you and I observe creation, and we see its magnificence, and we behold his handiwork, in his creation, God is telling us about who he is. He's revealing himself to us. We learn several things about this God whom we serve in creation. But there are a few that I want to mention this morning. In creation, we learn that our God is powerful. He is powerful. Isaiah 40 and 26 says, "Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these." Speaking of the stars, Isaiah says, "He who brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing." The Bible tells us that God is powerful if we would just look up and see the stars in all of his power. A couple of weeks ago, we had some storms, thunderstorms and tornadoes rush through Georgia, even Atlanta. We saw the power and the magnificence of these storms. Brothers and sisters, that is controlled by God. We see that he is powerful in creation. We see that our God is full of authority. Psalm 97:6 says, "The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. He is full of authority that the heavens, they declare that he is right and that he is just and that he is judge. He has the authority to judge the living and the dead. We see that God is powerful and that he is full of authority. We see that God is also all wise. He is all wise. Jeremiah 10 and 12 says, "It is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding stretched out the heavens." The heavens declare that our God is not just glorious, but that he is wise, and that, as we have said, he is powerful, and that he is full of authority. But that's not all we learn about this God through creation. We learn that our God is creative. He is a creative God. For we, brothers and sisters, we, speaking of humans, humanity, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are God's workmanship. I don't know if you have spent any time reflecting and thinking about the human body. Brothers and sisters, it still baffles doctors and scientists some of the ingenuity that is the human body. And we were created by God. Much, much, much is revealed about God in creation. He is not hiding, and he is not distant, nor is he silent, but he has revealed himself by speaking to us in his world, brothers and sisters. Go outside, look up, behold the wonders of his creation. He speaks through his world. But God just doesn't speak through his world. He speaks to us through his word. A couple of years ago, I read an article about a gentleman who went into a Goodwill. And what, as was his custom, as he's looking for various treasures, he went to the jewelry cabinet. And in the jewelry cabinet, he saw a watch. And he saw the price tag on that watch and knew something was off. But he decided that he was going to buy the watch. He paid $6 for that watch. What the good workers at the Goodwill didn't realize was that watch was extremely valuable. That man knew the value of that watch. That $6 watch that man bought that day turned out to be worth $35,000. The Goodwill store did not realize or recognize the value of that watch. I must be honest. I think we have become desensitized to what the Bible actually is. We have neglected its value. We are like that Goodwill store that didn't recognize the value of what they had in there. You and I should be left undone. We should be falling on our knees and in humility and in awe and in wonder by the fact that God has not just revealed himself to us in creation, but in speaking to us daily through it, but he has revealed himself to us and speaks to us through his word so that we can make sense of creation. We can know about this creation that exists all around us. This is unheard of, that God would speak to us. This is what caused David to ask in Psalm 8, verses 3 and 4, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? David is blown away that God would even be mindful of him by creating and revealing himself in creation. Oh, how much more is David blown away, or we should be blown away, that God would reveal himself and speak to us through his word. Brothers and sisters, the God of the universe, he speaks to us, not just generally, but specially. And his revealed word, the Bible, the Bible that you and I hold in our hands, the app that we pull up on our devices, is precious and valuable. That is the message David is seeking to communicate in verses 7 through 10. That God has revealed himself in his word, and it is more amazing and more valuable and more precious than you and I realize. The language and the metaphors that David uses here in Psalm 19 to describe the word of God is some of the finest poetry in all the scriptures. He says, the word, the law, the commandments, all relating to the same revelation, is perfect, and it is true, and it is right, and it is pure, and it is clean, and it is sweeter than honey, and more valuable than gold. This is God's word. God's word, brothers and sisters, is not just the stringing together of letters and sentences. It is how God communicates with his people. And since it's his word, since it is God's word, the one and only true God, since it is his word, then we can have assurance that what David says about it is indeed true. The word of God is pure. It is pure. Psalm 12 and verse 6 says, the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified 7 times. It is pure. It is true. Jesus says in John 17:17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. No lies in it. God, through his word, speaks truth. It's also right, David says, Psalm 119 and 172, my tongue will sing of your word, for all your commandments are right. Oh, they're morally right. Follow after the commands of God. We go to his word and see that his word is right, and those who live by it live right. Oh, here is the wonderful thing about the word of God, brothers and sisters. Yes, it is all these things. It is pure, it is right, it is true. But the word of God is not stagnant. It is active. It is active. That's what Hebrews 4 and verse 12 tells us. For the word of God, it is living. It is active. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Oh, we have a living and a breathing word. And there in God's word, he comforts us and he convicts us. It makes, as David says, one wise. The word of God enlightens the eyes and it rejoices. It rejoices the heart. Brothers and sisters, the Bible is our nourishment and it feeds our souls. The mind that is confused. Oh, when it goes to the word brings clarity and understanding. The heart that is discouraged, that is low, the word of God, it brings joy and hope to its reader. No wonder David could say that this word, that it is sweeter than honey and more valuable, more precious than gold. Brothers and sisters, we hold in our hand something more valuable and more precious than we even realize. So then why would we neglect it? Why would we toss it aside, something so valuable and so precious? Oh, when looking for truth, why then do we run to Google before going to the Word of God? When looking to know what is right, why go to your favorite news outlet when you can go to the Word of God? Brothers and sisters, God is speaking to us. I know there are a lot of voices out there. But please, may we not neglect the voice of the Lord. You hold in your hand, you have in your homes, something unheard of. God's very words to us. Don't toss it aside. Don't tune it out. Listen to God speak. Ah, he's not God. God is not silent. Do not believe the lies. God is not silent, brothers and sisters. He is speaking. So perhaps if you're listening intently, maybe some of you have checked out already, but hopefully you're still listening. Perhaps you are asking, if he is speaking, well then what is he saying? You're convinced, you believe that God does indeed speak in his world, that he has revealed himself through creation, and you believe that God has indeed spoken in his word. But your question is, well, what is the message? Why has he revealed himself to us? What would he have us to know? Well, brothers and sisters, what God wants us to know is that that he has revealed himself to us and that we ought to know him. That we ought to know the God who created, the God who revealed himself in his word. That is what God is saying. He is saying, know me. Oh, can you believe that, brothers and sisters? Perhaps more amazing than God revealing himself to us in his world and in his word is that you and I can know God. That is amazing. That is unheard of. The one true and only living God, you and I can have a relationship with him. The one who hung the stars in the heavens. The one who was sovereign. The one who is good and right and pure. You and I can know him. That's what it's all about, brothers and sisters. You want to know? You want to know what this life is about? You ever wonder what this life is about? It's about knowing God. Knowing God, the God who speaks through his world and through his word. Jeremiah 9, verses 23 and 24 says, thus says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and that he knows me. For I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. Boasting in the fact that you know God. But yet men and women claim that they don't know God. They say they don't know them. They don't know him. We are a people who indeed boast in riches. And we boast in our power and our might and our wisdom. Even though God speaks to men and women, we still do not listen. Oh, the reason men and women fail to hear God speak is because they suppress the truth. That's why people don't hear God speak. That's why when they walk outside and they look up, they don't praise and glorify God. It's because they suppress the truth. That is what Paul tells us in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Listen to this. I think Paul had in mind Psalm 19 when he penned these words in his letter to the Romans. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because he has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world. In the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse. Men and women, brothers and sisters, you must understand, can't ever say they don't know God because God was hiding from them. No. For what can be known about God is plain. He has clearly revealed himself in this world and in his word. And he is shouting, know me, know me, know the one and true living God. Oh, brothers and sisters, David knew him. David knew the Lord. And we see that by how he ends this psalm. For those who know God, brothers and sisters, know themselves. Those who know God know themselves. You and I never know ourselves until we come to know Almighty God. And when we hear God speak, we see how he has revealed himself. We recognize just how unworthy we are to be in his presence. God, the Bible tells us, is holy, holy, holy. And in the light of that holiness, in the purity of his word, there you and I stand filthy, dirty, and guilty. No matter how much you and I try to wash up, we can scrub and we can scrub and we can scrub, and when we are done, we will still be just as filthy and dirty as when we first began. There are cracks and crevices that we can't reach. This is what David is saying in verse 12. Who, tell me who can discern his errors? I thought I had it all together, but there is still more. It seems that I get one sin under control and then another one pops up. David cries out, save me from my sins. Save me from my sins of presumption, he says. The things I know I should do, I shouldn't do, but I do them anyway. Save me from myself, he is crying out. Oh, brothers and sisters, to know God rightly, to see him revealed in creation, to see him revealed in his word, is to know yourself. But it's also to know salvation. It's to know salvation. David knows that he can't save himself, and therefore the Lord must intervene if he is to have any victory over sin. If he's going to be in right relationship with God, he needs to be cleansed. He needs to be innocent. And so he cries out in verse 13, keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Oh, this is so important, brothers and sisters. Listen. To know God, to see him revealed in creation as he has revealed himself in his word, is to know yourself to be a sinner. And to know that you have no ability to save yourself, and your only hope is to cry out, have mercy, O Lord. Your only hope is to trust in the salvation of the Lord. Unless, Lord, you declare me innocent, O Lord, then I will not be known by you. If you should mark iniquities, O Lord, if you should mark them, if you should name them out, O Lord, who can stand? But with you, Psalm 130 says, with you there is bountiful, plenty redemption. There is bountiful forgiveness. And therefore, brothers and sisters, to know God is to know Jesus. If you're going to know God, you have to know Jesus. Jesus declared that he and his Father were one, and those whom had seen him had seen the Father, and no one comes to the Father except through him, Jesus. Oh. Jesus came, the revealed word, as John 1 tells us, so that we might know God and enter into right relationship with him. Oh, Jesus said it himself in John 17:3. And this is eternal life. This is eternal life, he says, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. We have eternal life, brothers and sisters. Listen to this, because you and I have been declared innocent and blameless of our transgressions. We are forgiven and washed clean by Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross. Oh, to know God, you must know Jesus and the salvation of your sins. Oh, we get declared innocent, those who trust in him, and declared blameless, so that we might enter into right relationship with God. Oh, to know God, you must know Jesus. And once you know Jesus, you know what it is to worship. You know what it means to worship. Brothers and sisters, when you come to know yourself to be a sinner, and come to know salvation in Jesus, and that you have been brought into a right relationship with God, who is the creator of all things, then what your heart desires is to worship him. You desire to honor him and to glorify him and to grow and to cultivate that relationship with him. That's David's prayer at the end of this psalm. It is a prayer that you have heard perhaps numerous times. If you have been in church any length of time, you hear preachers often begin their sermons with this cry, Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Oh, this is the prayer David cries. He sees God revealed in creation. He sees him revealed in his word. He comes to see himself a sinner. And that salvation is only in Jesus. He worships. He wants to honor the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, is God silent during this pandemic? I hope Psalm 19 has answered that question for you. He's not silent. He's speaking. He speaks as he has always spoken through his world. And through his word, he is declaring that you and I would know him. Oh, my prayer is that you would not miss his voice. Don't suppress the truth. May this time of uncertainty cause you to pause and to listen. Perhaps for the first time, you will come to know God through the person and work of Jesus Christ. You will know yourself to be a sinner and know Jesus to be a Savior and desire to worship him. Perhaps that's you. Maybe you're not a Christian and you've kind of stumbled on this live stream or this sermon. Oh, I pray that you would not allow this time to go by without seeking to know the one and true living God who has revealed himself to us in his world and in his word. Oh, come to salvation in Jesus and know him. Know him. Or perhaps you've been a Christian for some time and you do know him. You count yourself to be a child of God, but you need to hear his voice telling you to know him better. Brothers and sisters, we can always know the Lord better. To grow, maybe you need to be growing in your relationship with him that has already been started. Perhaps you need to pick up the word again. Go to the Bible. Don't waste this time of social distancing and being at home for extended periods of time. Go and pick up the word and discover afresh, brothers and sisters, that it is sweeter than honey and more precious than gold. Don't neglect the value and the worth of the word. God speaks, brothers and sisters. My prayer is that you would hear what thus says the Lord, that you and I ought to know him. Let's pray.